The music of guitarist and singer Lalo Guerrero is linked to the Zoot Suit scene in 1940s Los Angeles. As part of our continuing series, California Songs, his son, Mark Guerrero, explains how his father got young Mexican-Americans called pachucos dancing boogie-woogie all over the state.
Okay, I'll sing the first little verse. Swing chicas patas, ese es mi borlo, lo bailo en tu la. The song is called Chicas Patas Boogie. He wrote the lyric to this. This was based on the music to a song called Oh Babe by Louis Prima. And he wrote this not only a Spanish lyric, but a lyric in Caló, Pachuco slang. Pachucos originated in El Paso, Texas, probably in the 30s, and they had this very cool way of talking that really wasn't Spanish. It had sort of a combination of anglicized Spanish words and Hispanicized English words.
Swing chicas patas, ese es mi borlo, lo bailo en Tula, con una chula, lo bailo en
Lo bailo en Tula con una chula. I dance it in Tulare, as in Tulare in Central California, with a cute girl. A chula is a girl that's really cute and good looking. San Fra is San Francisco. I dance it with my brothers over in San Francisco. Also my friends in Sacra, Sacramento. So it's kind of like the forerunner. This was before Surfin' USA and Chuck Berry's, where he mentions we're rocking in Memphis or whatever. This was before all that.
En Arizona, a tempo mona, lo han apañado en Colorado.
Mexican-Americans in the late 40s, as in later, have always enjoyed African-American music. At that time, it was jump swing and boogie-woogie. And what was so interesting was my dad was the first to make that kind of music, but with caló in it, and in Spanish, things that they could relate to. He didn't record in English, basically because of racism. He wanted to. In fact, his idols were Rudy Valley and later Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and he could sing like them, and he had no accent. But there was no chance at that time for a brown-skinned, very Indian-looking man to be a romantic singer in the mainstream.
Musician Mark Guerrero. His father, Lalo Guerrero, known as the father of Chicano music, died 3 years ago in Palm Springs. Lalo Guerrero recorded some 700 songs over his 65-year-long career. He never really broke into the English language market, but in 1980, he was named a National Folk Treasure by the Smithsonian Institution. He was later awarded a National Medal of the Arts by President